The Deputy Upper West Region Minister, Cesar Kale, has commended residents in the region for showing maturity in the biometric voter registration. He noted that Ghana needs peace to sustain the gains made over the years. In this regard, national exercises like the biometric voter registration should not degenerate into chaos and threaten the peaceful coexistence among Ghanaians. Mr. Kale, who spoke to Radio Ghana, stated the need for all citizens to be alive to their responsibilities and not depend on any monetary inducement before taking part in such national exercises.
I must commend the people of Upper West. We have always been very, very peaceful. The biometric registration exercise was indeed welcome very well in the Upper West region. So far, we have not had any mishap in the biometric exercise. The only problem I have to grapple with is shortages of the registration materials, laminates, the forms, a shortage of petrol here and there. Those are very, very problems. And once our party functionaries are on the ground, we draw the attention of the appropriate agencies to quickly rectify the situation. And I think that is going on very well. And one issue too I have to raise, and I think it's concerning all Ghanaians, that registration exercise is a fundamental responsibility of the citizenry. And for that matter, it's caused by so many people, students, ordinary Ghanaians and other people, that they have to be given some kind of transport, money to travel here and there, to register, being bus. I think that is not acceptable, because if we want to actually chart this path, a time will come in this country. One will always wish and want that somebody should come to his house, give him money before he will go and cast his vote. We must instill that sense of patriotism in everybody, that this is a national assignment, that every citizenry who qualifies to undertake it must do it as a responsibility, not as just somebody trying to influence him to do that.
What might have accounted for this peaceful nature of the exercise?
The Upper West, there has been the saying that the best is always from the West. And since the inception of democracy, you realize that Upper West, we have not had any major disturbances in our multi-party democracy exercise. We have always coexisted with those in opposition, the PNC, the MPP, and all other political parties have always coexisted very well, because we are all brothers and sisters. We all have different political orientation and ideologies. That should not plunge us into any confusion. And for that matter, for Upper West here, we have always coexisted very well.
So are we to be hopeful that since this biometric exercise has been peaceful, then the general elections too will also be peaceful?
Oh yes, I can assure you that the MPP, the CPP, the PNC top functionaries, they are all our colleagues. Some of them are even our classmates, some of them are even our in-laws. So definitely it is going to translate into the election period. But I think when we raise this issue, the president's resilience in responding or reacting to his critics has been one of the admirable attitudes demonstrated in recent times in our contemporary multi-party democracy.
Mr. Kale also used the Easter festivities to educate the people on some government projects aimed at improving the socio-economic development of the region.
Indeed, God has actually done a lot through the president to this nation. So I wish that God will continue to grant the spirit of love, humility, the spirit of hard work, the spirit of good health and robust strength. As I speak, there are many opposition party businessmen still in good business. There are still many more MPP activists occupying very key positions in government. In fact, in Upper West region, it is interesting to note that since the inception of President Nelson's administration, the MPP activists in Upper West are still executing developmental projects. It is not only NDC activists who are getting scholarship for their wars, study abroad, but all and sundry are considered if only qualified. In the past regime, even in development issues, communities that were perceived to be NDC strongholds were denied of development projects, which are facts. I can prove it. Since President Mills assumed office, he has allowed all the constitutionally mandated institutions of state to work without any interference, even in cases where many would have thought that there is a clear sabotage. Yet he still says it's normal. We should allow everything to work as natural as possible. As Mills has been very balanced in the distribution of the material human resources in this country. For instance, in his appointment to various positions, every region I can see had its fair share. Let's talk about educational infrastructure. In the past, the Upper West region indeed actually benefited the least of debt fund projects in the country. The least. Anybody can challenge me on this. But today, as I speak, I can say today that Upper West is among maybe the first top three regions that have benefited enormously from this Get Farm project. School feeding. The Northern Territory was actually used as a basis for the need for school feeding program to come on board. In the MPP regime, when the school feeding program was introduced, Upper West had the least, because Upper West had only 15 schools. Meanwhile, Kumasi alone was more than 10 times of the Upper West benefits. But today, as I speak, over 400 schools have been hooked to the National School Feeding Program.
That was the Deputy Upper West Regional Minister, Caesar Kale, talking to Bright in Trauma.